Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the leader in you. Everything attached to you will win. I just wanted to start off the morning by playing a snippet of that song by Jacqueline Carr. It's truly been a blessing to me, and I hope it was a blessing to you. If you've never heard the song, you can always go to YouTube and listen to it. I just want to speak life to every person that's listening this morning. This is your season. This is your morning to get up and rise. This is your morning to wake up and go at it. This is your morning to say, yes, I am chosen. Yes, I will win. Yes, it is me that's going to make this business take off. And why do I say that? I'm not saying you use this in yourself and no other support, but sometimes we feel that we're not even qualified to run a business. We feel we're not even qualified to establish a business. So this morning, I want you to say yes to you. This morning, I want you to say yes to you. Say it now. I say yes to myself. I am a winner and I'm not a loser. I am above and I'm not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. Everything attached to you will win. This is your season of growth. This is your season of determination. You have to be determined like never before. I'm just coming on this morning a little earlier than the 9:30 time frame. I'm actually preparing for a retreat that's going to be taking place in October. So I do have a walkthrough this morning. But I wanted to come on and still share some positive energy, some positive words, some positive motivation to let you know that this is your season to win. You know, I know we all go through phases in our life when we feel that we're in a slump. We go through phases where we feel that it's not our season. We go through phases where we have self-doubt. We go through phases to say, you know what, I don't even want to see the next day because it's too difficult. It's too hard.
How do I push forward? How do I move forward? How do I do it with all these obstacles in front of me? How do I do it with all these mountains I have to climb? How do I do it with no resources? How do I do it with limited resources? You have all the resources in the world, but you're still struggling to figure out the how. I want you to tell yourself that this is the day that you will pick yourself up out of that bed. You will rise up out of that bed of you nothing. You will rise up out of that bed of defeat. You'll rise up out of that bed of self-pity. And you will say, you know what, I am a leader. And you will rise and say good morning to the leader in you. This is good morning to the leader. The purpose of why we even do this show is to wake up the leadership abilities that are lying dormant. That's just waiting to unearth itself, to manifest itself, to operate in its gifts, not just for self, but to impact a generation of people, to impact a body of people, to impact people that you haven't even met yet. Yes, you. You are the one. Yes, you. You are the one to make the change. You are the one to shift everything. You are the one. This is your season. This is the season. This is not the season to retreat. This is not the season to back down. This is not the season to say, I'm going to stop. You are going to win. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking to yourself? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? What are you speaking to yourself? And as I'm speaking life to you, I'm speaking life to me. There are many hurdles that we can encounter. There are many different things we can go through. We are in the month of August. August is about to be done. September is around the corner. Then it's the last 3 months of the year. I'm very time conscious. I'm always thinking of, you know, what type of time do I have to produce what I've been called to produce? Tomorrow's not promised. Sometimes we all wait around and say, well, you know, let me do a week down the road. Let me do it down the road. There is no down the road. There is only now. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do this very minute? What are you going to do in this very hour? What are you going to do with the time that you have? What are you going to do with the gift that you have? Are you going to sit on it? Are you going to lie dormant? Are you going to just run and hide in because things are too hard? Let me tell you something. I know what hard means. I know when life challenges come and beat down on you and how that can feel like you're suffocating and you can't breathe. I get that. You know, but what I will say, you know, you have to channel that energy to keep moving forward. For those that you that know, I wrote a second book called Metamorphosis Shadow. And for those that don't know, you can go to Amazon. And it's, again, called Metamorphosis Shadow. You can follow it on Instagram at Metamorphosis Shadow. And we're going to be doing some things as we launch, as we close out this year, as we launch into 2020. But what I want to say to you is, as we're going through our metamorphosis, as we are morphing, as we are changing, as we're growing, as we're developing, as we're shedding dead skin and renewing ourselves and renewing our mind, renewing our heart, renewing our being, it's a process. You're going to feel like a part of you is dying. And sometimes you feel like, can you even make it through the metamorphosis change? Can you make it? Why is the book called Metamorphosis Shadow? Because it talks about walking out of the shadows of your past and walking into your destiny. What are you walking out of and what are you walking into, right? I talked about that on one of the other blog talk shows that I had. What are you walking out of and what are you walking into? Sometimes we're not focused. Sometimes we don't stay focused on our mission. We don't stay focused on what our goals are. Therefore, we get derailed, we get distracted, and sometimes ultimately we become defeated. Those three D's, derailed, distracted, defeated. But that does not have to be you. You can speak this morning what you are, what you will to be, what's going to be, what's going to happen. And then you have to do what? You have to execute. Saying all the things that you're going to do means nothing if you don't execute. I know what it's like when you're in that stretch of time that's being overcome with all the obstacles that you're going through, all the difficulties that you're going through. I get it. Trust me. I get it. But I also know that if I say and I watch column in my own season, that is a place of death. That is a place where I will lie dormant. I will be stagnant. I will be stifled. And ultimately, yes, you can even feel suffocated because you're still in the old you. And you haven't gotten the ability or the strength to press forward into the new. I'm encouraging you this morning to press forward into the new. Press forward into the new. Win. You have to fight. You have to fight to win. So I just wanted to come in for a few moments just to inspire, just to encourage, just to motivate. Keep pushing forward. Fight to win. Don't give up. Don't give in. We're going to have our full show next week, but I just wanted to pipe on and just give some moments of inspiration, and I'm going to see you at the top.